Hello, I'm Jill Gutteridge and I run the private events team in the Remembrances Office at Guildhall, City of London. We run a wide range of events at Guildhall. We're responsible for the corporate hire of Guildhall. So all the city firms, law firms, banks, associations, solicitors might come to us to bring their annual event to us. We do a wide range of events from charity events, fundraising, to corporate events that might be a staff briefing or a corporate address. Most importantly, are the high-profile events such as the Man Booker Prize, which is here every year. We've done events for charities such as UNICEF and the Soil Association, Save the Children, Chicken Shed Theatre Company, just to name a few. We're very lucky. We do about 400 to 500 events a year. They might range from small meetings to big banquets, but that keeps us busy. Guildhall has 7 different spaces, function spaces, from a very small room that can seat 24 around a table, could be nice for a breakfast or lunch or a small meeting, to a banqueting hall that can take up to 700 people for one banquet. So it's quite a wide variety. There are 7 rooms in total. There's the Basinghall Suite, the Old Library, the Livery Hall, the Crypts, and of course, the jewel in our crown, the Great Hall. We have different events throughout all of those spaces. We might have a reception, a dinner, a conference, which has breakout rooms. We have great breakout facilities. And, of course, the uniqueness of Guildhall is the historic part and the interesting elements and stories that you can get from the history of the Guildhall. One of the events that I can particularly home in on was the film premiere of the King Arthur film. That used the Great Hall, the Old Library and the Crypts. And in particular, I think they came here because of the style of the event that they wanted to bring here. Of course, King Arthur was very sort of medieval, so of course the Great Hall and the Crypts lend themselves to that style of event. In the Crypts, it was all very paupers and woes and all very sort of rustic hospitality. In the Old Library was all sorts of armour and all the battlefield, etc., and all the draping of the area. And the Great Hall, which looked the best, had everything stripped back to all the stonework. It had trees growing in there. It had a Roman feel to the dais end of the venue. And that event had about 1,500 people in at one time, and it started quite late. It was about a 9 o'clock start and didn't finish till very early hours. But it was a super event, and they took all day the day before to set up, all day on the day, and a de-rig the day after. And that's another beauty of our venue, is that our access times are brilliant because we are just a standalone venue. We're very lucky that we can accommodate those type of events, and we want to accommodate more like that.